Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. And Kirk, you're here today to talk about the upcoming Summer Music Festival.
I am, and I'm very excited about it, John. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about it. How many concerts?
Well, we have five, and I'll tell you about the Saturdays first because they're just easy to remember. So we start in Cedar Lake on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. The next Saturday, we play in Crown Point on July the 29th. Mm-hmm. The next Saturday, we play in August 5th, we play in Griffith. And the last Saturday, we play in Schererville at Reeder Park. Mm-hmm. We also play one concert on a Friday night, which is in Wolf Lake, and that's on the 11th of August.
Okay. And are you, I know last year we did the Indiana Bicentennial as our theme, and we have no Bicentennial to celebrate this year. So is there any kind of particular link between the music that you're selecting?
Some of it is to sell next season a little bit. Like we're doing some Tchaikovsky because we're doing a big Tchaikovsky concert. Mm-hmm. We're doing some Hispanic music because next year our education program is centered around Latin culture and Hispanic music. Mm-hmm. We always do something for the kids, so we're going to do Harry Potter. But one of the things we're also doing is we're doing some music from South Pacific to sort of encourage people to come to our Rodgers and Hammerstein, Kern type concert Showboat at mm-hmm. the end of the season, mm-hmm. just to advertise and let people know what we're doing next season and to see kind of what we're doing. Oh, also, I should say that it's JFK's 100th birthday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play JFK.
Recently celebrated.
And it's also Bernstein's 100th birthday. So we're going to play Candide of Bernstein.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a great tune.
It is.
I just love that.
It is. So fun.
Yeah.
So witty.
It is. People really enjoy it.
And we're going to actually ask Ben, our associate conductor, to conduct it this year.
Oh, cool.
To give him some experience. He's a very gifted young guy.
He's always there anyway.
I know.
That's good.
He sure is.
Put a baton in his hand. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good. Well, that'll be fun for him, too. Now, I know that since I also work for the symphony, I'm on the inside track. So I know that we, in addition to the regular South Shore Summer Music Festival 5 concerts, we have two additional concerts that are sponsored separately, mm-hmm. One by the Porter County Community Foundation, and that is in Valpo on August 2nd, I think?
It's August the 2nd, yes. And it's also BMO.
Uh-huh, right.
BMO is our other sponsor.
And then the other concert, the other standalone concert, is the one at the Indiana Dunes.
On the 4th.
4th of August.
Yeah, and we just started doing that last year. It was a wonderful success and a beautiful setting to play. We're grateful for the Indiana Dunes sponsorship and mm-hmm. them involving us in that culture, too.
The Valpo one is performed downtown in Central Park Plaza.
Packed to the joint.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the Indiana Dunes one is at West Beach.
Mm. I don't know because the nice mount, the policemen just take me there with their hats on, and I'm like, okay, it's a forest ranger, and I'm Yogi the Bear. I just go.
Yeah. I think it's at West Beach, is off of County Line Road.
Is that close to Ogden Dunes?
It's between Miller and Ogden Dunes.
Yeah, then that's where it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, sorry. They just come and get me and go there, Kirk, you know.
That's funny. All right. Well, and we do have great settings for these concerts. We have the lawn at the Franciscan Homes in Crown Point, uh-huh. which is adjacent to the hospital, of course. We have the park. What is the park called in Cedar Lake where we perform?
Oh, I don't know.
It's where they
have, right on the lake. I mean, my gosh.
It's on the lake, and it's where they have the historic hotel.
Yeah.
And the Lighthouse
museum.
Restaurant.
Yeah, right? And the Lighthouse is there, yeah.
That's dumb of us not to know the name of it. And in Griffith, it's Central Park.
Central Park. And they're going to turn the concert around this year, John. They're going to face the other way in Central Park because they can accommodate more people. There's so many people coming to the mm-hmm. concert now.
And Schererville is Reeder Park.
Reeder, yeah.
And Hammond, of course, is the Wolf Lake Pavilion. That pavilion is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's a fantastic thing that they built there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is some of the other music?
We have
a few more.
Well, you know, I'm going to do some James Bond just for you, John.
Oh, thank
you. Know,
you.
Okay.
Yes. And shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, exactly. we'll do some, I'm going to do some Spider-Man, which is very, you know, very famous. Oh, and we're going to do some Star Wars. We're going to do Throne Room and the end title from Star Wars. So Hopefully there's a mix. We go all the way from Copland to Hoedown to James Bond and Spider-Man and John Williams.
So you have kind of free reign this year to select stuff
that,
as you please, since we're not constrained by grant funding and themes. We really like the grant funding, though.
We do. We do. Yeah, and it's our 76th anniversary coming up, but I just couldn't find enough 76
trombones.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to, that's going to get old, but we're gonna milk that.
We are.
Okay. Thank you, Kirk, for being
John.
To tell us about the South Shore Summer Music Festival starting July 22nd in Cedar Lake. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.